'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama, in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew with a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave a lustre of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes did appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment he must be Saint Nick. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Dice and Die.
Where did that come from?
I was waiting for the twist where, like, the dragon.
Yeah. I was waiting for the knob joke.
I was waiting for viewers.
Yeah, viewers. Yeah. Well,
not a single person can see that.
I don't think they did.
You'll have to download the podcast, won't you, guys? But no. Welcome to Dice and Die. Merry Christmas, everybody. If everything goes to plan, it is like around Christmas.
June, isn't it?
Probably June time. I don't know. But
one of us is probably dead. We'll see what happens.
My name's Luke. I'm your host, your DM, your GM, your best buddy, your long lost twin brother, who your mother lost in the supermarket when you were a child and never told you about.
Shit, Blood Brothers.
Yeah. I am
hard in Tesco's.
Joined by the wonderful Gavin Bourne.
Oi,
seven oi. You all right, mate?
Yeah, not bad. Off work this week. So
again.
Fucking lovely. Yep. And the Christmas pods are going to be closed because we are now going into tier 3.
Fuckers, tier 3.
We're still you not?
No, we're tier 2 still, but I don't know if that'll last or not. Who knows? Who knows? Lisa Horton.
Hello.
How are you, madam?
I'm all right. I just opened the wrong character sheet. That was stupid, wasn't it? Hey, I'm all right. I'm good.
Good.
I'm absolutely knackered today.
Yeah, I am too. I kept on saying to Natasha tonight, like, I feel like it's a Friday. I was like, oh, I can't believe it's only Tuesday. I kept on thinking, oh, I'm going to crack open that white. I like just want to chill out, you know. And I'm like, oh, no shit, it's Tuesday. It's D&D night. Like, I can't go to bed early. No, that's not true. I said to Sean just before we went live, I've been looking forward to this all week. Since last week when we recorded the first kind of half or two episodes of this, I've been gagging to get back into this all week long. So, and Sean, who is our guest DM for the evening, I should have said.
GGM, as they say.
He puts the G in GM.
If it's in you, we'll find it or whatever that fucking
gangster master.
Well, I've been really obviously quite excited
gangster man
doing these for the last few weeks, but again, like, today has just gone the other way. Like, I've got a job booked in tomorrow that I'm not properly all my batteries haven't charged up for, and I've got all of that to
vibrators
prepare. Yeah. And then I've been Santa all day for the second day in a row, so my voice is shot to shit. And at the same time, I've got a cold and or COVID. So, you know, fingers crossed for the cold. But yeah.
How's Santa been? All right, has it been fun? Are you enjoying it?
Do you know what? It's like first shift was really, you know, fun getting used to it. But now it's the routines are the same and I'm used to it. I've been having a bit more fun with it just to keep myself entertained. But, like, it's been great. It's been, like, you know, really good feedback still. Like, no complaints from anyone or anything. There's always a moaner, isn't there? But it's been really fun.
A lot of funny, but you don't really want... Like, it's probably the one job in the entire world where you really don't want to get complaints. Like, it's one...
I'm not going to mention who I work for or anything, but I think we're already a Santa down.
Really?
So, yeah, when a replacement come in. I'll leave it as that.
You're drinking on the job or something.
Scrap. Yeah, I think just
bad who knows? Santa.
I don't know. Bad Santa. But so, you know,
have you had any interesting comments?
I've had some absolute wankers come through. Like everyone's been great, but every now and again you get like the odd one, and it's like, what? Like, why did you? Clearly, this was an accident because you clearly do not want children. Like, why are you here? Like, why have you gone through the effort of bringing them here? So today. So the other week I had these two mums come in with their two kids. Kids were great. The kids were a bit naughty, bit rude, but all right. But it's not their fault. They're not doing any different to what they know. But the mums were so rude. They're like, we did the photo and everything, and we have our own camera set up, but sometimes they take a few on their phone and whatever, that's fine. But they were literally, I was talking to one of the kids and the other one was smiling after we'd done ours. And I just got Santa look, Santa, like, do you know what? You nearly got a left hook off Santa, love, because don't fucking talk to me like that. It's like, I'm entertaining your kid. And today, oh, I was so annoyed. Everything went well. Got to the last bit. I'm just about to say goodbye. We tried for the photo, and there was a younger kid she was carrying, and he was a bit nervous about getting down. So, well, let's do one all together. I was like, and then I was just about to say goodbye, but I went, you know what, let's try one with just the kids. We'll give it a go. He's not crying at the minute, so let's try it. And she answered her phone. And she went, oh, sorry, sorry. And I was like, oh, that's all right. Yeah, like, it seemed important. Maybe Nan was stuck outside or something. And then she just spoke. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm chatting away to the kid, just filling time. I've done all my shit. I've said all my stuff. I've run out of things to say.
Start like repeating yourself. Like.
And I just kept looking at her going, put him down and at least we can fucking get on with this while you're on the phone. And she's like, oh, sorry, sorry. And was talking about what shift she can do or some shit. And I'm just sat there talking to this kid who was bewildered as fuck, not knowing what's going on. It's ruined his day. And honestly, 10 minutes and I'm sitting there. I've been told by my head elf that I've got to hurry the fuck up because there's a queue now. I'm like, I don't know what to do. All I've got to do is say goodbye. Like, she won't leave. She's on her phone. Like, oh, I was fuming. So angry. What's wrong with people? Merry Christmas.
I hate that whole thing where you go into a shop and someone's like at the till chatting on their phone. And I'm like, I try not to do it. I really try my hardest. But the worst is when you go into say for instance, like a corner shop somewhere and they're chatting on the phone while they're serving you and they're not even looking at you.
They don't give a shit.
When they take your money off you. And I'm just like, my fucking God, get off the fucking phone.
Oh, yeah, that always annoys me as well.
Yeah. I mean, the worst one I had, I went into the co-op in Mark's Gate where I used to live and I gave the woman my money. She got the change out, put it in her hand, coughed on it and then gave me the change. I was like, my fucking God, seriously?
People are fucking horrible, aren't they?
No, that's nothing. I've seen it all working in pubs. I mean, I know, Sean, you've worked in pubs, but the other guy is probably as well.
I've never worked in a pub.
The worst one ever, you'd see all the fucking geezers coming in who think they're all fucking like hard as nuts, you know. They're walking on the Friday afternoon after finishing work and they're all in their sweaty work gear with their mates. And they've got, and you know, they'll just blatantly just put their hands in their fucking pants and just play with their balls while talking to their mates. And then they'll hand over some money to you behind the bar and you're like, do you want to go and maybe wash your hands first before you give me herpes?
Like, this is before contact.
There's a reason you're fiddling with your balls. Go and get a checkup.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. And I don't think you've lived until you've cleared human shit up from the floor of a changing room.
Amazing.
Every single shop I've ever worked in, people shit and piss in changing rooms.
That's
even
something.
When you have toilets, or if you have toilets or not, they'll still do it. Wow. Sometimes you'll get to the end of the day and you'll move the little stool that's in the changing rooms and just, oh God, find a present left behind for you. The one that used to happen all the time was you'd get women come in who would pay with cash from their bra. So like the dankest, sweatiest bit of their body.
Yeah.
And like, you know, coins, everything. Just like, there you go.
Where was this? Like,
thank you. Every shop I've ever worked in happened in like all three retail jobs I've ever had.
Are they recruiting?
You're not allowed to go in and get the change for them.
So. Okay.
Yeah. So just, you know, ew. I don't want warm, wet change.
Yeah.
No, oh, thank you.
Soggy. Yeah. I suppose now the notes are dry wipe at least, aren't they?
Well, it's contactless now as well.
I did enjoy working in retail, though, I must admit.
Parts of it. Parts of working in pubs were great. I loved the customer service. That's why I work in customer service now. Like, I absolutely love, like, when it's good, you know. It's real fun kind of messing with customers and stuff. But, you know, now I don't have to deal with them face-to-face, so I don't have to deal with drunks, which is nice. But, yeah, mate, like, parts of it are awful. The hours, for starters, and the fact that you get treated like slave labour is horrible.
I think the trouble is you just remember the shit ones, don't you? And a shit one can really ruin your whole day.
Absolutely.
That is one of the things about those.
I mean, I only worked in retail from the age of, 18 to 19, I think. I left school, done retail for a year. So actually, it was probably 17 to 18. And then I got an apprenticeship. And I've worked in, like, building maintenance and like, the building trade ever since. So I'm not known any different.
I don't know. It's like, it bewilders me. Like, just because you're working, you suddenly become not a human being.
Absolutely.
It's like, they will talk to you. Like, we've had an absolute nightmare the last few weeks because, so there's like three tiers of management, because I work for a company who make the actual, you know, grotto. They put them all over the country. And then obviously their boss is the shopping center. So we've got two levels going on. So we tell everyone that for the photographs, I'm very sorry, but they have to wear masks. They can't sort of take them off to smile and all that. And like the shopping center posted online, oh, it's fine. You can drop your mask for the photo. And I'm like, hello. No, it's not. Like, I'm the one in the fucking room.
Yeah.
And then so now people are like, well, everyone come yesterday and they had their masks off. So I sort of said to someone, I was like, well, you know, it's up to the Santa. It's a very Santa-specific rule. I'm very sorry. And they were like, oh, well, we'll go to the other one then. Like, oh, wait, hold on. Like, you can't just leave this room, take your kid into another Santa. You may fuck that kid's Christmas up forever.
Yeah.
If you do that, do you know?
Why is there two Santas?
like, and the other Santa had about 30 years on me as well, you know? Like,
my first management job when I was working in the area's got a bit of a bad name for it, but it was a Hungry Horse. It was a restaurant pub, not even like the Aspen Tree, where it was a proper nice destination pub, you know? Mostly restaurant with tiny little spots. We called it a sports bar, but it wasn't really. There was two bathrooms, toilets, one near the front door for the bar and then one down in the restaurant and like an L-shaped bar. And one day, like this guy, like, as they were leaving, came down and he stops me at the bar and he was like, oh, you want to have a look at that toilet, mate? It's fucking disgusting in there. And I was like, okay, all right. I'm sorry, I'll go check it out now. And I went down there into the restaurant, which is like the nice toilets, inverted commas. And as I walked into, this is the gents, literally, it's like that scene from like, is it Dumb and Dumber, when it's just like, shit, everywhere. It's like on the walls, like everywhere. Yeah, yeah. Someone literally, like in the urinal, there was shit in the urinal hanging out.
Well, it started at a dirty protest.
Yeah. And then on the, like, where the sinks are and you get the big mirror, there was like three sinks and a massive mirror above it. Someone had clearly smeared it with a piece of tissue all over it, drawn around in circles with the tissue still stuck to the mirror hanging off of it. Like, and then into the actual cubicle itself, there was, again, poo on the floor, poo on the toilet seat, like it's everywhere. And I just went, yeah, I'm glad that I've got two toilets. And I just locked the door, just locked it, put an out of order sign on it. And I was like, everyone could use the other toilets tonight. And then, you know, it was mental.
That's not even funny. Like, I wouldn't mind if it was funny. Like, funny.
Can you imagine where it'd be if someone walked in and caught you doing it, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
While you're doing this, and then all of a sudden it's like, hi.
Exactly.
What the actual fuck are you doing, mate?
But That was horrible. I cleaned it up, you know, like I locked it off, and then at the end of the night, I cleaned it, I cleared it up as best as I could, like, and just sprayed, like, Sykes says, how the hell do you disinfect it? Like, literally, we had, like, the pink spray that's, like, proper hardcore stuff. And I sprayed it all down. And in the morning, I had to open up in the morning, and the cleaners were like, oh, I can't believe you cleaned that up for us. We heard what happened. You didn't have to do that. You could have just left it for us. And I was like, no way. No way am I letting some 70-year-old lady who's got a part-time cleaning job go in there and deal with that. I was like,
we all actually do it in my job, and it was very much a principle of, for me, like I was a manager as well at the at
exactly the, like, that.
So there's no way I'm going to make someone else do this.
Exactly, as I say, so, I always thought that there's certain things as a manager that you have to do, like, because you can't expect your staff to do something that you're not prepared to do yourself. And at the end of the day, when I was getting paid a decent amount of money compared to my cleaners on minimum wage, it wasn't really fair. So horrible job. But yeah, I'm glad I don't do that anymore.
Wiping shit off a mirror.
Shit stories.
Very good.
But I've got plenty of them as a parent as well. So like,
yeah.
Yeah,
no, I
watched that film, The Change Up, the other day with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. And the guy Development?
Jason Bateman, that's it. And I watched the first 10 minutes, I was cracking up because there was just like this bit where he's changing the baby's nappy and it shits in his face. And I was just in stitches. The rest of the film was shit, but that bit did.
It's just another Freaky Friday remake. I think I have seen it, but it was a while ago.
Talking of Freaky Friday, I watched Freaky the other day as well.
Vince Vaughn. Is that good?
It's all right. Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was watchable, definitely. Worth a watch, for sure.
Yeah.
It was quite... What are you drinking, Gav? Had some moments. I'm drinking... It's this gin.
Is it just the perspective on the camera, or is that a massive glass?
It is like a massive gin.
Massive gin glass.
You've got tiny hands. Nice.
He is quite tall. Finally got round to watching Krampus the other day.
Because I haven't watched that yet.
I mean, it's deliberately shit, but it was all right. You know, like, it's at the end of it, Tasha was like, was that meant to be shit or was it just really shit? And I was I think it was meant to be shit. Like, when you've got, like, Jack in the Boxes coming to life and then eating people, and like, I think it was meant to be shit. It was all right. I put it off for long enough and think it's about time I watch it. But yeah, I've been trying to watch as many Christmas films as I can. I like to fit them in this time of year.
I've not actually watched any yet. I meant to bang out a bit of Home Alone, but
I've watched the first two already. I've watched both Home Alones. I've watched Jingle All the Way. I've watched Muppets Christmas Carol. I watched the Albert Finney musical 1970s Scrooge the other day. I've watched the Santa Claus 1 and 2.
I watched the first
Jesus
one.
Christ.
Krampus. There's a new, like, the one with Anna... Kendrick on Disney, Noel. That's actually really quite funny.
I might go watch.
Just Friends, no. Life of Brian's not... Well, I suppose it's about tech, kind of about...
I watched the new one with Die Hard. Yeah, everyone's Die Hard.
Oh, Christmas Chronicles 2 I watched as well. Die Hard, I watched that the other day,
Oh, good.
I prefer Christmas Chronicles 2 to the first one, though.
Yeah, I do as well. I think it's better. And the bit when they go back in time and in the airport and like that kid's helping her like break out of the security office.
Straight away twigged what was going on.
I did as well, very quickly. Yeah. But then when you find out... Spoilers, it's her dad.
I haven't seen it.
Dad is a kid who you find out in the first like couple of minutes of the first film is dead. And like I was like I was like
Christmas Chronicles 2 had any surprises for me, they're all fucking gone now.
I
just want to say, Syke says there were 3 Home Alone movies. I just want to tell you that actually, I think there may be five. Definitely a 4. I think there's another one with a girl as well.
Isn't there one like a new
one with a dog, isn't there?
Is it one with a dog? I don't know about that one.
There's one with a dog.
There's a lot. Bone Alone. That's the porno version.
That's next year.
Is that what you're filming tomorrow?
Just film with a webcam and himself.
Just hearing Emily, like, that's why Emily's around. Right. Should we play some D&D? Right. Sean, are you ready?
I'll see if I can remember what happened.
Excellent. Right, let me just change screen. Gnome Alone.
Gnome Alone.
Phone Alone.
Oh,
my kids would love that, man. I need to watch that.
Home Alone with dogs. Wow.
Well, there you go, Psych.
Right. Have I got to do the roundup thing?
You do, mate. You're the DM. What happened last week?
Holy shitballs. Well, last week on the D&D show, we are playing Gnome Alone, a homebrew one-shot based on the hit film Die Hard. Now, last week, the adventurers received a letter from their good friend Pock. Now, just for the sake of recapping, it read, "Dear the Phandalin Five, my very best friends, please accept my invitation to join me for a Christmas Eve feast and a drink. As you know, I received a wonderful payout from Blame for Claim for my terrible accident in Wave Echo Cave at the end of the last campaign. I have since moved into a very modest little place on the upper east side of Sword Coast. Please be careful in the area when you visit. Neighborhood Watch have reported seeing some kobolds scouting the area, looking at these local lavish homes. Anywho, I'm sure it will be absolutely fine. I look forward to seeing you all next month. As you know, Scapes unfortunately cannot join us as he is on a religious retreat / gap year. Yours faithfully, Funking Ningle, a.k.a. Pock." So they popped along to Pock's house, but all was not what it seemed. The front door gave, I think it was Millicent, a nasty shock and stunned her briefly. They ventured in, but it didn't sound like anybody was home. There was some music playing. They headed over to the east side of the house where they thought the party was going down, and upon discovery, they noticed that it was full of suits of armor, which sprung to life and near battled them to the death. And then they heard some piano playing. They run across the hallway, only to discover that Pock had left some Christmas presents slightly unwrapped, and they decided to have a look and see what he had got them for Christmas. But upon doing so, Millicent picked up her lute inscribed with her name, and it started to play, and then everyone got caught in a good old jolly song and dance, which was a very naughty little spell that nearly killed the entire group. Oh, it was very it was very dangerous, I must say. But they managed to fight their way out of that somehow, because the DM hadn't quite planned for all of them to be caught by it and nearly fucked the whole thing. They found some healing potions, and the last we left off, as Burr finished his last gulp of healing potion, a pellet gun just caught him in the back of the head, taking him for one hit point, as they see a kobold stood right behind them, and I believed he shouted out in a very weird fucking voice, "Ah, this is my horde! Get out, get out, get out!" or some shit like that. And then he screamed a quote from Home Alone, something along the lines of, "You guys, get up or you're thirsty for more!" And it was very fun for everyone. So now I'm going to take you over. I mean, I've been sat there for too long, and it was fun for everyone. And everybody had fun, and they all wanted to play again. So here we are. Now, if you're listening to the podcast version of this, you will notice that my voice has changed suddenly. And that's because in the space of a millisecond from when you last listened, I've managed to catch a cold and or COVID. So we pick up now as a kobold disappears from sight. I'll hand over to the players.
Let me just adjust the map for the one Twitch viewer that we've got so they can actually see what's going on. If I remember rightly, I'm eating a chicken. I stole a chicken from the kitchen.
That's true.
Yeah. Kobold, get there. Kobold, he's clearly killed Pock in a really horrible, gruesome manner. Pock, best friend, Pock, charge! And I'm going to run back down through to the hallway.
So you run back through. Are you, can you all move your? I'm having some difficulty my end with my mouse, but I think we might be all right. Everyone, move okay just before we kick off.
Oh, and for the record, to date it is 5 Home Alone movies plus Bone Alone, I suppose.
Oh, 6, including Bone Alone. Yeah.
And however many porno versions there may be. And, Boning Alone, the solo movie. And they're making a new one, aren't they? I don't know if they're rebooting it, making a new one. And there was some kind of petition to get Macaulay Culkin in it.
Oh, he'd be an amazing burger. Oh,
it'd be brilliant. It was whether or not he would be a burger as a new character, or whether he would still be playing, like, would it be hit? They'll probably do something. If they're going to do it, they'll do something like it's his kids, you know, or something.
Yeah, he'd be much better off as a burglar. He's a proper kooky now, so.
He is, like, really strange.
Marv, wouldn't he? Like Marv's son.
Marv, yeah, he'd be Marv. Yeah.
Right.
Did you watch the Netflix one, the Films That Made Us about Home Alone? Because I thought
it. No, I know that there is a Christmas special, but I've not watched it.
Yeah, there's one on the Home Alone, and it's it's really quite interesting, actually. Yeah, it's worth a watch.
Do we know where he went upstairs? Because I just noticed that there's a door at the back of this room that we haven't explored. Yeah, so do we know which way the kobold ran to? Because if I remember rightly, like, by the piece on the map, you had him sort of over here.
Him doing a left out when he left the door, he turned left.
Well, did we not hear, like, thuds up the stairs kind of situation?
Yeah, you would have done, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, upstairs.
So,
I should have said, yes, you did, he's upstairs.
Okay.
Should we check the stairs for traps?
I don't know if Droop's smart enough, if he was just charging, I don't know whether he would have just charged round and upstairs, because clearly, of course, the stairs are trapped. You know, we're going to get paint cans in the head or something. Of course. But, like,
completely off of a film.
I think I remember saying this last week, actually. Droop is surprisingly intelligent. Go figure.
He
probably run round there, run up to the steps, and be like, and then do like a comical kind of cartoon, like skid to a stop, like, and skid a bit. Possibly fall on his bum, and everyone would, there'd be some canned laughter, and he'd be like, hey guys.
what exactly is Droop doing when he gets there?
He went up the stairs. Who's the good one at, like, perceiving things, like traps?
Speaking of, roll me a perception, if you like. Let's get some dice rolls going.
Ooh, that's good.
I would like you to tell me exactly when you're checking traps like we did before. I want you to tell me exactly what you're looking at and where you're looking. And rather than, I want to check all the stairway and the top floor of the trap.
Someone's been reading the fucking player's handbook, haven't they? So I think, judging on what we've seen so far, it's mostly been like trip wires, or like you walk into a wire and that's triggered something. So I will be looking on the steps for wires.
I'll be looking above for anything.
Yeah.
I'm kind of looking for the kobold, really.
Okie doke.
And I rolled an 18.
16 for me.
22 for me.
You notice that the very top of the stairs doesn't seem to be any sort of trip wires. You can't see anything like that, but there's something going on at the very top of the stairs. They're almost somewhat shiny. Millicent and Burr, as you start walking up the stairs, if you can roll me a dexterity saving throw, please.
Mm-hmm. Whom?
Who's on the stairs? There? Oh, sorry, that's Droop and Millicent. You're literally standing right where my little markers are.
15.
13.
Just as you both step up the stairs, you hear some noise directly above you on the landing, and it makes you dart your eyes up as you see suddenly 2 paint cans fly over the But however,
a shock.
With quick reflexes, you just managed to duck out the way as they swing past you, and you're like, well, yeah. So you both managed to duck and miss these 2 very heavy paint cans that have swung down from the banisters. Suddenly, you hear from above you. Oh, I'm trying not to do Droop here. Let's do Gollum instead. You guys give up or you're thirsty for more.
Was that Gollum? Considering the fact that you've admitted to never watching Lord of the Rings.
And in Gollum impression.
I was right.
Never seen Lord of the Rings. So Yeah, these
sounded more like Sylvester the cat, or Daffy Duck
from Megadeth.
So you got these two pant cans now swinging between you.
Yeah. Gotta try harder than that, kid.
Brilliant.
Right.
Can hear some sort of footsteps above you now.
I will just head straight up.
Lisa, roll me a deck save, please.
Uh-huh. Coming back the other way.
No, it isn't.
That's six. That's bad.
Six. As you get to those top couple of steps, as I said, they were a little bit more shiny than the rest of them. You take... So I've got all this in my notes. You take 1 point of bludgeoning damage as you've prone because you slipped on the very slippery, greasy surface that has been laid down on the top of the stairs.
I'm dead, guys.
You're dead.
I'm just a joke.
Jesus.
You do, because of that, fall down to the bottom of the stairs.
Oh, okay. So it's slippery stuff.
Seeing that, I will hold on to the banister and kind of like go up really carefully and slowly, one step at a time, hold on to the banister, next step, and just slowly edge myself up.
Shits and giggles. Can you roll me an acrobatics check? Let's try that.
I think because I'm being super careful, I should at least get advantage.
You can have advantage on that, yeah. You're aware of what's going
on. I need a second dice, so I use you.
There's some interesting theories going on in the in the chat.
Well, I needed that. Acrobatics, you say?
Yeah, let's do some acrobatics. Your tiptoe ability.
15.
15, yeah, you make it absolutely fine.
Ha-ha!
For the ease of use of me using roll 20... What's the plan here, guys? Are we all heading up, or are we splitting the party? Just so I can figure out how the fuck to use this program.
I think we'll go together. Have we all got to do a check to get up the stairs?
Well, you're all very aware where the slippery bits are. So if you can all make me an acrobatics check on the way through, you don't have to worry about the actual, you know, the trap going off. It's just
also get advantage.
Yeah, you can all have advantage. You're aware that the grease is there. Now it's just a case of you holding on and getting through it, really.
18.
21.
Lovely. Yeah, you all land yourselves on the top flight. So I'll bring you all over. Welcome to level 2.
Oh, okay. So it's like a landing and then it goes up again to the next floor.
It is, yeah. So you're at a sort of like a halfway house type thing.
Yeah.
And that is what you can see of the top floor as well. So as you see this at the top of the stairs, I can't be asked to do the token, but the kobold is standing right above you, right. This doesn't work. I'm trying to do a click. Anyway, there's a kobold at the top of the stairs, and he shouts that other well-known quote saying, this is, how does Gollum sound?
That's a good question.
Defend it, and then he runs away to the left.
Just sorry, what did he say? You cut out then.
This is my house. I have to defend it, and he runs. as you're looking at it, he runs right.
As I'm looking at him, he runs so this direction,
and the other way, kind of just vanishing from your line of sight because I can't be fucked moving the token. It's on the other page now as well.
Oh, to the character's right, so over here.
Your character's right.
Right, yeah.
Get up. Wish you were never born, kobold. Quick, Bert.
Giving chase?
Go get him. Now, as you are approaching the top of the stairs, obviously you're aware that he's just run to the right. You didn't see where, as soon as he passed the corner of the banisters, your eyesight was blocked. But you also hear some noise coming just from the left. It's,
I think Bert should go first.
I almost feel like we should check for chaps on every fucking bit we come to. I'm checking for traps.
Do it.
What's your main role? Perception? Natural 20.
Natural 20. I mean, this cheeky fucking kobold. He didn't think you would see that tripwire sitting at the top of the stairs. What an absolute bastard.
All right, so I'll step candidly over the tripwire.
This is what he wants us to follow him, doesn't he? That's why we're not going to play his game.
You know what, I've just thought of something. You can also hear that there seems to be a male voice coming. I've just made this up. Go with it. There's also a male voice coming from your left-hand side as well. Not a voice you recognise.
Saying what? Hmm.
You can't quite make it out at the minute, but there is definitely an accent that is somewhat not native to what you know of in the area that you're from.
From the left.
From the left, from the character. From the left, sorry.
let's go the opposite way of the kobold, I think.
Yeah.
So like Droop says, he wants us to follow him.
Yeah. So the kobold's gone this way, am I right?
No, the kobold went. The kobold went west. And the noise is coming from the east.
So we should go east, yeah. Right, okay, let's go east then. So you got three doors.
Three doors. One each, yeah?
I'll take this one.
I'm just going to wait for one of you guys to open a door. I'm not going to take another door.
No, I think we should all take one each.
All at the same time.
All at the same time. Can't get all of us at once. Kelly.
That's true.
We need to outsmart this little kobold.
I'm free.
Who's doing what? You're all just going to go into each room, really?
Yeah.
We've all got a handle on each door.
Yeah.
And on three, we're going to open them.
Right.
This might make it more awkward for you. Can I point of order? Millicent is not going to open her door. She's just going to let the other two open theirs.
Which door are you at?
Well, I would like to roll insight against your deception, if that's what you're going to do.
I mean, let's do it. Let's do it.
Lovely. Yeah, roll me an insight, Luke.
Oh, natural 20 for a 24.
Mm. So Millicent's like, yeah, come on, guys. Let's teamwork makes the dream work.
Great idea.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go. So, just to clarify, Burr, you're in the door to the north. Millicent, you're taking the door to the south. And Droop, you're on the door to the east.
Yeah.
The right word I'm looking for. Okay, lovely. I'll hand back over to you guys.
Wow. One,
two,
three.
Bang. And bang. Millicent stands there and looks around as you two both open your doors. So let's go round one by one quickly. So Droop, as you open that door, you see a messy bed chamber. There's a writing desk in there. It looks like a bedroom. Okay, roll me a perception check.
Dice is going in the bin. Seven.
A seven.
Yeah.
You have a little sniff around, see if you can maybe recognise if this is Master Pock's room, but there's some familiar scents. You can also see this strange device. Now, you've never seen one of these before. It's coming from the corner, and there's some funny flashing images coming up on this solid square-shaped thing, and you can just hear a voice say, I heard you in here smooching with Shirley last... I can't remember what it says in the film. You manky mole with a wooden leg. And, what is it? I need to Google it. What's it called? Angels with no something.
Oh. Angels with dirty faces. It's not angels with no faces.
Angels yeah. with it's a fate. It's not a real film. It's they made all of that for Home Alone. Yes, which is interesting because it appears in other movies. I can't think. There's something I watched recently when it had it in it, and I was like, wow, because that means that movie is set inside the same universe as Home Alone, because of course it's not a real film. They invented it for Home Alone. Yeah.
Right. Keep the change, you filthy animal.
I'm going to give you to the count.
There we go. I'm trying to
one, two.
Oh, yeah. I can't. Yeah, anyway, you get the idea. But as you go into your room, I'd like you to roll me a perception check as well.
Always a chest.
Nine. So you can see what seems to be a hallway full of mirrors. Now, at the very end... is a chest you can see. One thing you do notice is that the second mirror down on the left, there's some shards of glass beneath it. And immediately to your left and your right, you can see that they're not quite mirrors. The images, there's already seems to be an existing reflection, and it's slightly moving in every the mirrors to your left and right.
Hmm.
Okay. Right. Well, there's no one in here. There's just some weird mirrors. I'm coming out.
You close the door behind. Now, as you turn to close the door, it doesn't open.
Oh.
Ah. Yeah, sorry, so I can't leave.
This door opens outwards. As you step in, the door's closed behind you. And as you turn, the door doesn't seem to want to open.
Okay. What does Burr do best? Kicks doors in.
Kicks doors in. So, roll me a strength check. What are you doing? Putting a boot in?
Yeah, boot in. 10.
Just as you did, I think it was earlier on downstairs in the house. You're like, oh,
broke my hip.
Boy, shit. You take a little sort of foot back and you give it a kick and doosh. Nothing seems to happen. You can hear the door slam behind Burr, and then there's a thud immediately afterwards. And I think what Burr's like, you can tell that he's clearly trying to kick this door in.
Is it like a locked door? So, because I do have lock picks.
Do you want to, if you can roll me an investigation check to see if you can sort of see if this door's been locked behind you? You know your locks quite well.
11.
You kind of lean down and have a look through the sort of keyhole, and there's a little slit in the side of the door where your locks would normally sort of. Can't seem to see any sort of bolt going across like you would normally do when you.
So it's magically sealed. Okay. Oh, I suppose I better go and look at these mirrors then. Go and see what the deal is. I'm going to
shout out and just be like, are you stuck, bro?
Yeah, I'm a bit stuck. The door won't open, but it's not locked. It seems to be magically sealed, so I can't seem to get the door open. There are mirrors in here. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to go and check them out.
I feel like this is going to turn into an episode of The Crystal Maze where me and Drew play that side of the door again. Try this.
I'm going to go and look at the chest first. Fuck it.
Cool. So you step forward. Roll me another perception just as you're sort of heading towards past these mirrors.
Dangling carrot.
That is 21.
21, lovely. So on the left-hand side, as you sort of glance over, you see that there's, in this mirror, an image of a scroll. What languages do you speak?
Common and dwarvish.
All you can make out is the word, because your friend Pock has been so familiar with this word. You can see the word Thunderwave on this on this piece of
Thunderwave.
And it's just sort of floating there in the mirror. And immediately behind you, in those first two mirrors, there's a stone, and it's got a little four-leaf clover etched onto the stone. And again, that's just sort of hovering in the mirror. Yeah. So the next one along, there are some broken shards of glass on the floor as well. As you step another 5 foot in front of you to look into these mirrors, you hear a click coming from behind you.
A click coming from behind me?
Yeah.
So can I look around and see what the click is?
Yeah, do you want to roll me another investigation check, I suppose?
16.
It come directly behind you, and there is nothing but the door behind you.
I'll carry on towards the chest then.
As you pass the next two mirrors, you can see that on the you can see directly in it that there is just a bag of gold sitting sort of in a little cravat behind where the mirror, behind the glass, where the glass was. There's now just a bag of gold that seems to be sitting there.
Okay. I'm not interested in that.
As you can Indiana Jones it.
Yeah. Swap the bag out.
I'm just waiting for that chest to turn out to be a mimic and him get fucked up on his own.
Yeah, probably.
But yeah, you're more than welcome to. So you're going to go to the chest?
I'm going to investigate the chest. I'm going to check it.
And where are you standing exactly?
Let's just say
you investigating from afar.
Yeah. I'll do it from a little way and just check.
You roll me an investigation check.
20, natural.
Natural 20. Yeah. You've seen this before in many a dungeon. I think Pox clearly picked up a few things on his travels over the last year. Yeah, it's a standard chest. There's a sort of like one of the standard locks that you would see on these chests. It's just a perfectly normal.
It is a chest.
It is a chest. What a waste of a dead.
Right, I'll just give it a crack then and see if I can open it.
Cracking. You've got thieve tools, is that right?
I do, yeah.
Lovely. So roll me a... Oh, what do you roll for lockpicking? Is it a
dexterity check? Well, yes. It's basically a dex check with proficiency or sleight of hand. If you're proficient with sleight of hand, it's the same difference.
19 plus 4, 23.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Clunk. It just pops right open, this lock, nice and easy. As you open it up, there's some gold in there. There's a couple of books that Pock has felt very precious to keep for some reason or the other. Just some antique-y, pocky collection things, really. Nothing that particularly catches your eye. You can have a little look through if you like.
Yeah, well, it's Pock's gear, so I'll just leave it there. It's not mine to take.
Oh, thank you very much.
I just need to figure out how to get out of this room. So,
just from where you are, just take a running charge at the door.
Yeah, I think I'm going to need to have another kick at the door, aren't I?
The door clicked, though, right?
Well, apparently so.
It happened from behind you once you started walking down.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
It unlocked or something, but
I'll test the door again. If not, I'll run back and boot it again.
You know, you're like, okay, you're being silly now, but come on, let's, you know, and your fucking door will not open. What the fucking? This is, oh man. That door will not budge.
Can anyone else open it from the outside? Millicent, can you see if you can shift this door?
Yeah. Can I open the door?
It swings wide open.
Oh. Burr is standing on the other side of the door.
And so I can wander out again.
Absolutely see each other, yeah. So it's all absolutely
okay, cool. I was waiting for something to...
That was it. Hey, so you managed to solve the riddle of the locking door.
There you go. Simple.
Was it a push that he was pulling? What was the
Probably, yeah.
You can go back in and try and figure out if you like.
All right. I need to duck out a second.
I think I figured it out. Okay.
Right.
And so I'm going to go to Droop and just be like, "What did you find anything?
Nah, I mean, this room is a bit, messed up, but... And there's this weird talking picture, but damned if I know. There's a desk. Maybe you can have a look at the desk, I don't know.
Yeah.
While I look in this room here.
Okay, cool, yeah, that seems like a plan. I'm going to go over to the desk and see if I can find anything.
What did you find in your room?
I'm looking for a map that says battle plan, written in crayon.
You read my mind. No, do you know what? Funny enough, there is nothing on there. There's a few what looks like Christmas cards that have been started to be made, a very big pile of them.
Fair enough. Is that a bra on the floor?
Roll me an investigation.
Investigation.
Oh, 19 plus 7. 26.
No, it's not.
Okay, cool.
Well, what is it?
Lisa, you suddenly hear a voice, and it's an old familiar voice. It's like, no, that's not a bra. No, nope.
I was going to say, I don't think Pock has a lady friend. I think this might be Pock's. Anyway.
It would probably fit a gnome.
Okay. Just going to go to the door, back up Droop for his lip.
Have a check. Look. Let's see what's in here then. Pock, you in it? Oh. Nice little...
A latrine.
Good. Oh, I'm dying for a wee.
Millicent, you notice that he's just popped himself down on the toilet, but the door is still open.
Okay, I will avert my gaze.
Oh, come on. We adventured together for ages. You've seen it all before, Millicent.
it's just polite from where I'm from to avert my gaze. I shut the bedroom door hoping that it does the same thing as the other one.
Anyway, so a bathroom. There's nothing in here. No.
Nothing that sort of takes your fancy, really. Just
what about through this door down here, then, huh?
Are you gonna give that a little open?
Yeah. And I'm just kind of like occasionally like, Pock,
just calling out. So you open that room and then you find what seems to be a little guest bedroom.
Ooh.
for his friends and that stay over. You kind of notice as well with this room that there's a bit of dust, sort of, you know, maybe Pock hasn't had many visitors in the last year. Stay over.
Poor Pock. Yeah, maybe if he didn't try to kill us all, he would have a bit, a few more friends. But yeah, what does he expect, you know? We all moved on, went and made lives for ourselves. He's just stuck in the past, Pock. Yeah. Expected us to just carry on adventuring as friends. Life moves on.
Characters die, Pock. Come on.
I'm assuming I can come back. Well, that was pointless.
Out into the main corridor.
Admittedly, I rolled really badly on my perception, but that seems pretty pointless.
Well, right. we don't really know what we're looking at. I think I'm just going to go this way and look for the kobold.
I think that's yeah. Mm-hmm.
Before I go any further,
yes.
Quick look around, up, down,
run,
crouch.
Nothing you can see. So roll me a little perception check.
I'm looking for traps and illusions, and I rolled a two. Yeah. A five.
Yeah, that is fine.
Cool. Charging forward, I'm going to go to this door on the left, on the south one.
Lovely. Are you going to go straight in?
Yep, hand on the handle, just swing it wide open, step handle. Right through. I rolled a two.
Step right through.
Everything's great.
What did you do? Roll an investigation?
Yep. Okay. No, perception, 2 + 3.
As you go in, your gaze is suddenly met by a very peculiar sight. There are two random men in Pock's bathroom. they just look back at you and they sort of share a glance to each other and you're kind of in a bit of a stalemate at the minute. It seems like they've just been caught red-handed stealing some of Pock's fine faucets from his bathroom, and they just stare.
Is the tap running by any chance?
The tap's running, and you know it's some coins on the floor as well.
I'm going to tell them to stop.
Like, you think I'm funny? How funny like it? Okay, right, here we go. you see, Marvin, look, we don't mean any harm. And they slowly back towards a window each that sits just above the toilet. And they sort of start to unlock the window ledges and sort of start to head out the windows.
Can I, no, I don't really have, I'm just going to fire a bolt at one of them.
Okay, which one?
I'm gonna scrap that. I'm gonna try and reason with them first. You can stop where you are, or else I'll threaten them. Or else. I'm a good with this.
We're the shitty bandits, okay? We don't mean to amuse you like a fucking clown. Am I gonna fucking amuse you, huh? But look, we don't mean any harm. We just see an opportunity, and we're really, really sorry, really sorry. And they're a bit bewildered by this like fucking half elf that's standing in front of them because they're just two humans and they've not quite seen anything like it before.
All right.
They're just standing there. They've dropped all the cutlery and they're just sort of standing there with their hands up.
Okay. Well, what are we doing with these guys?
What have you done with my friend Pock? Rage!
they see
the goblin double in size.
I would like to run in and attack.
Are we attacking with non-lethal force or are we...
Wow.
I'll let you roll the first. We'll take this as a surprise attack because Millicent was chatting to him and you've just kicked the door in and just gone straight for Marv.
Yeah.
I'll let you have a little surprise round just on Marv there.
Okay. All right. Plus 5 to hit for 13.
Yeah, that hits.
Oosh.
Eesh.
10 points of 10 points of damage.
You absolutely just cave poor burglar's head in, and he crumples to the floor. This other guy's standing there. His mouth is wide open. His hands are in the air. He is shaking like a shitting dog as this massive... what's he, a goblin?
It's a goblin. It's not massive. He's probably like 2.5 feet tall. Tiny.
Fronting like a little munchkin.
And screaming. And
caving his mate's head in. on that, he's gonna just fucking bolt out the window. He shits himself. And he decides to just fuck off. 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. All right, there's a bit of height, so we're bringing
it back. Is he jumped out?
I mean, yeah, like we should have got like a oh, whatever, but we should have got initiative or something to see if we could get him first.
I mean, he's still in sight from the window.
Did he take falling damage jumping out the window?
Yeah. Okay. He's limping as he's leaving. You can see he's in a bad way. He's get the fuck out of there. Yeah, he's back himself on the way. And you're just standing over the body of a very tall fella.
I'm just going to go up to Droop and just be like, it was more of a threatening question. I didn't expect you to actually attack. I don't think these are the guys we're after. I'm glad that we scared them away. But one of them's dead now. I think maybe we just shut this door now. Shut this door. I'm raging. I'll give him some cheese.
Oh.
Not bad work.
as you do that, you hear from coming from behind you a door slam, and suddenly behind you appears, as you turn around, suddenly stood before you, it's a massive fucking spider that wasn't there as you come to this door.
And oh, good.
A door slam behind you. And you kind of, as you turn around, you kind of see this thing grow in size and land, as almost as if it come from nothing and sort of just appeared.
It's materialized.
It's somewhat materialized from the direction of the door. You see it sort of arc over and land. And you hear a cackle from the other side of the door to the west side of the house. And you hear, keep the change, you filthy animals. And coming from the west side of the door. Roll me some initiative.
I got a 9. I can't believe I killed Marv.
All I had planned to do was put them in for a bit of flavour. You walk into the room and interrupt these two burglars.
Fight them. Well, if a 6-year-old could defeat them, then Droop's going to fucking annihilate them.
Right.
What we do? Should we? Do you want to take a quick break before you fight this?
Yeah, it's been about an hour, isn't it? So I suppose that'll probably call it for the episode. We've got to finish this in the next hour and a bit. Because we'll probably...
Very super quick break and the end is nigh.
Good, because I'm busting for a week. All right, thank you very much, everybody, for listening to, what's this, episode 3 now of our Christmas special. There's a couple of people in the chat, not in the chat, on Twitch. Psych is chatting away to himself. Sorry, mate. But thank you. But this looks like there's a couple of other people there. So if you're watching, feel free to say hi. Jump in on that chat box. We're all friendly. Otherwise, Merry Christmas. Thank you very much. And if you're looking for something to do now this episode's finished, while the music's playing on the outro, drop us a review. Go to your apps to, you know, whatever app it is you're using, iTunes, Stitcher, go to Podchaser, whatever, you know, drop us a review. It does really, really, really help new listeners find us. You know, it allows us to pick up higher up in those rankings, in those search bars and stuff. And if you do so, we'll read it out, just like Waffle Maple Syrup, who wrote, what did they write? Information with friends. It's like hanging around the table the first time you play in a group of friends, and you get all of that amount of information and energy. If you enjoy D&D, go enjoy them. Fantastic. Thank you very much, guys. We really appreciate that review. And the other thing you can all do as well, of course, is follow us on all the social medias, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Just I think we're at Show D&D on Twitter and Facebook, and then the Dice, just Dice and Die, I don't know.
Dice and Die Show.
Give us a follow. Give us a review. Tell your friends. Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Bolt thrower here. Excuse me one second. Oh, you bastard. Oi, Scapes, wrap up a bit of that old meat for me, will ya? Do you sometimes find yourself in the midst of battle wondering if a creature is flanked? Wondering if you meet the criteria for sneak attack? Well, look no further. Grab your player's handbook or other D&D books at langdongames.co.uk using the code DICEANDDIE for a whopping 15% off of their D&D range. That's langdongames.co.uk. Happy adventures.
Here at Pen and Slabs, we take our episodes seriously. Observe!
Natural one.
Confounded dragon. I must prepare for next week.
Why? What are we doing next week, Bellry?
The same thing we do every week, dragon. Try to accent the world.
It's Penance RPG.
Penance RPG. The definition of insanity.